Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeelanSelect.com for Saturday, March 23rd at the fairgrounds in New Orleans. Louisiana Derby Day. I'm Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keelan's Director of Wagering Development. Some great racing around the country. You've got the Jeff Ruby Stakes Day up at Turfway Park, a fantastic card there, but we're focusing in on the fairgrounds, and they are loaded with stakes races. It's an all-stakes late pick four, Jim, that we're going to take a look at, starting with the Grade II New Orleans Classic on the main track at a mile and an eighth, four-year-olds and up. I thought this was a very well-matched group. How did you see it?
Oh, I thought it was, too. It's a rematch of the Mineshaft, which is on February 17th, which is a prep for this race. It's a Grade III, can be a prep, but there's four horses coming back out of that race that I think have a big shot in here. Money Supply won the race. Money Supply is on a five-race win streak, but three of them have been on a sloppy track. Now, before that, he ran well on a dry track, so I haven't looked at the forecast down there. I don't think last weekend was almost a complete washout. They actually canceled on Sunday at Fairgrounds. We were going to use them in a contest in Vegas, but hopefully the weather will be good this weekend. There'll be a dry track. And I think you can include those other three horses coming out of that race. I liked Gasoline. I think you did too that day. And he just kind of ran evenly. He was in third the whole way. He got beat by 3 3/4. Had a little bit of a trouble and trip. And if he runs back to his one-on-one buyer at Churchill last November, he's going to be right there. Red Root won, same race. Also had some trouble, got beat 4 lengths, finished fourth. And then the other one coming out of that race is Best Actor, who just barely got nipped by Money Supply on the wire, and the horse has lots of speed, and it's going to be an interesting setup with him and another horse that I like here called Touch Upon a Star. Touch Upon a Star is a little bit cheaper than these horses. He's running a lot of listed stakes in Louisiana, being a Louisiana bred, but got tons of speed, won by 6 3/4 last time out at Delta on a muddy track with a 101 buyer, has 4 over 100 buyers at Fairgrounds and Delta Downs. So you got to consider him moving up to Grade II company. And then Super Corinto shipping in for Dubai, where he was not a show-up in the Dubai World Cup. I guess that was just too big a jump for him, but shipping him over there with Correas. I'm sorry, that was in 23, so he's been off since then, but coming back here to the U.S. when he has a 97 and 98 buyer last year at Gulfstream, very ambitious placing for him, but Ired Ortiz takes them out, and I'm not going to leave Ired out if I don't have a clue on who's going to win. So I'm going to use 6 of them in here. You made me pick one. I think if Best Actor can put away Touch Upon a Star, I think he could get run down again by either Money Supply or Red Route 1. So that's my best take on there, but I'm going to use 6 in the pick 4.
I ended up taking Best Actor. I thought that was a nice effort off the layoff, and now he's got one under his belt. It's Brad Cox and Pratt. Pratt staying with this one. Pace was a little hot last time for a horse coming off a layoff like that. Could get into it again, as you mentioned, but I think the class edge, maybe he can get a little easier lead this time, or at least if he's not, that he's just tracking right off the other horse Touch Upon a Star and could take over turning for home. The pedigree says this horse should love more ground, being out of a smart strike mare. So I'm going to take Best Actor, but I'm going 5 deep. I'm using Money Supply, obviously, for the reasons you mentioned. Red Route 1 is a nose away from being 3 for 3 at a mile and an eighth for Asmussen. So I'm going to put that one on the ticket. Gasoline for Pletcher. Not going to let him beat me this time after I liked him last time. Super Corinto. I love Nacho Correas, and the horse is had buyers on his worksheet that would be good enough if he can get back to that off this layoff. So just to have a shot at a little bit of a price, I'm going to throw that one on the ticket as well. I could go deeper, but to keep the ticket reasonable, I'm going to stop there and go 5 deep with Best Actor on top. The 10th race is the Grade II Munis Memorial, and it's on the turf at a mile and an eighth, four-year-olds and up. And I ended up taking I'm Very Busy. Hate the post position. I saw a stat where there's almost, I think it's like 1 for 24 or something from the 13 hole going 2 turns, mile and an eighth on the turf. But his horse was sensational last time at a 100 buyer off a layoff for Chad Brown. Maybe he's just taken a big step forward at 4 and is just a little better than these. Only 8 lifetime starts, so there's plenty of upside left for this horse. So I'm going to, yeah, he's got a long stretch to get a position, and he'll come from out of it anyway. So I think it's possible to do it. I wouldn't want to take a short price on him if he got bet down, but I don't think he will from that post. And then after him, if you don't jump in on his 100 buyer from last time and that race he ran, then you got a lot of horses that look like they're together. So I'm going to go six deep in this race. I took Johnny's Fireball next on my list. He's had trouble in his last two, and I think he's good enough to be right there and at a price in this spot. Beatbox for Sheree DeVoe won the prep for this. Cassie, I think, has got three in there. I like Web Slinger and Strong Quality. I think either one of those I could see winning. And then I'm going to throw in the 11 Risk Manager. It's Mike Maker, and it's the third start since moving into the Maker barn and the second off a layoff. And I could see this one improving for Maker. And so if he would happen to jump up and win, I'm going to have him on my pick four. So that's how I'm going to play the pick four going deep in the Munis with I'm Very Busy and a lukewarm pick on top. How about you?
We have the same top pick. I feel a little better about him than you do, possibly. I'm not going to go six deep in here. And I thought that race at Gulfstream, if this horse had the 5 or 6 hole, I would probably single him. 13 hole does cause me some questions. And also the fact that, you know, he got back to a grade one company last year after running the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last year and not performing very well. Taking him a while to get back to that form, but if he repeats that last race, he's going to win this race. I don't care if he's in 13 hole. And I believe out of those 25 horses that are 1 for 25, I doubt that very many of them were trained by Chad Brown or were ridden by Ired Ortiz Jr. So I think that stat, it may be a little bit false. I'm just saying that this horse has got a big shot. I'm going to use Strong Quality in case I'm Very Busy doesn't get there. Strong Quality is, and Beatbox, the two horses that finished 1-2 in the fairgrounds. I'm going to use those two horses. I love Beatbox. It's just a wind machine. He's really good at Turfway, and he's 6 for 17 lifetime, and it had a really gutsy win in the fairgrounds and beat Strong Quality. I didn't use Johnny's Fireball, but he would be my next pick in here. So I'm going to stick with three. I'm Very Busy as my pick on top, but Strong Quality and Beatbox have a big shot as well.
Let's move on to the Fairgrounds Oaks on the road to the Kentucky Oaks. They run this one at a mile and a 16th for 3-year-old fillies. How'd you see it?
I see it, Tarifa. I went back and watched that race today, then Rachel Alexandra. And although that was a sloppy track, and that may not happen on Saturday, I just thought that she was so much the best there. She beat Intricate, who was the horse that I thought that she had to beat, coming out of that very impressive Goldenrod win from Churchill. And to me, Tarifa has surpassed her, and I see no reason here 4 weeks later that the same result won't happen. I think you can, those two are the top two horses in here. I didn't see any horses coming from anywhere else. Now, Our Pretty Woman is 2 for 2 for Asmussen, but only against a maiden special weight and allowance company, moving way up in class here. But she has won very easily. She caught up two sloppy tracks as well. So a lot of these horses that raced at fairgrounds in this strange winter that we've had may not be proven on dirt. Tarifa certainly is, the 86 buyer back in the in January. And I just think that Rachel Alexander was so impressive. I think she's going to repeat that and go on as one of the favorites in the Kentucky Oaks.
Yeah, I'm right with you. That's who I have on top. I thought she was ultra impressive. Her buyers have steadily improved. It seems like she has blossomed since she got to run around two turns. I used her stablemate last time, Alpine Princess, who's also cross-centered in a stake at Turfway, so not sure where she's going as we tape this, but I would consider adding her to my ticket just on the angle that she beat me last time if she runs in this spot. But I intend, I'm inclined to lean on Tarifa and Intricate, who ran 1-2 last time, and Intricate ran her best buyer and was off a layoff, so if she improves, maybe she could turn the tables. If you wanted to go deeper, I mentioned Alpine Princess. You could also consider Vivi's Dream, second off a layoff, but it just doesn't look like she's gotten back to those best performances as a 2-year-old, and maybe she's just going to be maybe a one-turn type, 7 furlongs, a mile type, won't be able to do this. But if you do want to take a shot at boosting the ticket a little bit, you could throw on her or Alpine Princess. The 12th race and last leg of the pick four is the Grade II Louisiana Derby. They moved it to a mile and 3/16 a few years back for three-year-olds, of course. And Track Phantom's going to be hard to beat off a very consistent record, but most accomplished horse in the field, but drew the 12 hole. So I'm going to try his stablemate for a bit of an upset, Hall of Fame. This horse ran a 94 buyer in a maiden win on January 20th in his second start, and then took a lot of money in the Risen Star that Sierra Leone won over Track Phantom. But Hall of Fame had a lot of trouble early, was pinned down inside, was kind of rank, expended a lot of energy, made a move like he was moving into contention, and then just hung after that energy had expended earlier in the race. And I think he can improve off that. He's got the pedigree to like more distance, and he'll be a much better price than Track Phantom. So I'm going to try Hall of Fame on top. Got to use Track Phantom, and I may just stick with those two. Catching Freedom for Cox was third in the Risen Star, but I think he was pretty soundly beaten, I thought, by Track Phantom. Honor Marie was fifth in the Risen Star. Does make the second start off a layoff, so maybe could improve and had a nice two-year-old year. But I think Asmussen's going to get this with Hall of Fame or Track Phantom. How about you?
I went deeper here. I think Track Phantom is a deserving favorite, but, I mean, he's drawn the outside post or the next to outside post four times in a row. He was 7 out of 7, 6 out of 6, 11 out of 12, and now he's 12 out of 12. If he ever gets inside, he might be tough. But he's got to work to get there from the 12 hole. There is not a lot of other early speed in here. Antiquarian for Todd Fletcher showed speed in his two outings. The rest of the contenders come from behind. Common Defense has a little bit of speed. It showed in the Rebel, but I think it's Track Phantom's race to lose. But I singled in the previous leg, so I'm going to go 5 or 6 deep here, just hoping to catch your price. You mentioned Honor Marie. I think this horse has every right to improve. That Kentucky Jockey Club race last year where he won by 2 with a 92 buyer, I'm going to draw a line through his Risen Star because he got off to a horrible start. He was 11th at first call and 11th at second call, made up a little ground down the stretch, but really was never in the race, and you were not going to close that deeply on that sloppy racetrack. So if he catches a fast track and you get some fast fractions up front, he might be able to close into this pace. So I'm going to give him a shot. I'm going to use Common Defense coming out of the Rebel. I'm going to use Hall of Fame for the reasons you mentioned. I think he's got a big shot in here. And I'm going to use Catching Freedom, who ran third in the Risen Star right behind Track Phantom. And I'm going to use one more in here that's a real long shot, but Chad Brown and Tyler Gaffleone are hooking up on a horse called Tuscan Gold. The horse didn't get to the races until November of 23. Didn't break his maiden, but he broke his maiden impressively at Gulfstream at a mile and 16th on January 31st, and they're going to throw him in the deep water here to try to get him some Derby points. It would not be shocking to see a Chad Brown horse win this race. So I'm going to go 6 deep when we get to the pick four.
Well, let's get to the pick four then. What does your ticket look like?
Okay, I have a $54 ticket, and it's heavy early and late. So I got 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 9 with 2, 4, 13 with 5 with 2, 5, 7 10, 11, 12 for $54.
I have a $60 ticket that is 5 by 6 by 2 by 2. 1, 2, 5, 7, 9 in the New Orleans Classic. 2, 3, 4, 9, 11, 13 in the Muniz. 5 and 6 in the Fairgrounds Oaks. 2 and 12 in the Louisiana Derby for a $60 ticket. And I'm hoping that If I'm right, it'll be chalky towards the back end. Hopefully I can find a price in those first two legs, at least one anyway. Great card at the Fairgrounds, same at Turfway. So wherever you're playing this weekend, make sure you have some extra funds in your Keelan Select account. A lot of great races to play this weekend. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that's the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.